Report with Brad Biggs.
Biggs time.
Biggsy.
His name is Brad Biggs.
Brad Biggs talks football with you.
Molly and Hanley, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 to the score. Let's get out to the Home Run In Hotline. Home Run In Pizza. Try Chicago's number one selling frozen pizza today. And there we find a man that you read in the Chicago Tribune, you follow on the National Football Post at post.com. And of course, he's always a Twitter. He's our guy, Brad Biggs. Biggsy, how are you?
Morning, boys. How are you?
Where are you?
Sitting in the living room.
Oh, okay. And you leave today for Mobile?
Yeah, I'll be on the move here in a couple hours.
Okay. Just trying to figure it out. And you'll see all the best senior talent in the nation, and you'll get a chance to talk to a lot of the folks around the NFL. It's like a convention for coaches, and maybe you'll learn a little something about what the Bears are going to do. Do we have any idea what the Bears are going to do with that GM job? Is it a fait accompli, or are they going to do another round of interviews? Do we know anything?
No, you know, I think it's reached the point here now where they've either got to move on the thing or maybe announce a second round of interviews, which wouldn't surprise me. I don't think that would be a bad idea in a situation like this. And we talked about it last week. You need to make certain that you're comfortable and you believe in the individual that you're hiring. So that wouldn't surprise me if they whittle five down to two and go at it with another round of interviews this week, although maybe they've got someone they're real comfortable with right now, and things could be expedited just a little bit this week. But you'd expect word hopefully one way or the other here rather soon. They've had the weekend to kind of digest a whirlwind week of five interviews in 5 days, and we'll see if Hallis Hall releases some news today.
Phil Emery, he's an interesting guy because he's familiar to the people in Hallis Hall, and he has a relationship with Tim Ruskell, so you could probably say if Phil Emery gets a job, Tim Ruskell sticks around because he's the guy who hired Phil Emery back in the day.
Yeah, that certainly wouldn't come as a surprise if Emery gets the job, if Ruskell sticks, because Ruskell did provide him with the first big break in his career, and I don't know if that's necessarily a bad idea. I know the perception out there is that Ruskell is all bad because he's Angelo's guy, but he spent an awful lot of time on his own working without Jerry Angelo in his career as well, and we wouldn't be talking about him being in the GM role. And I don't think it's necessarily a bad idea either to have somebody who's been a GM and handled all the roles that come with that job title in place when you're hiring someone who hasn't been in that position before. So you could kind of, work through some of the things together. So hard to say what's going to happen. But I think if Emery was hired, not only would he be familiar with Tim Ruskell, I think in the bigger picture, he'd be familiar with nearly everyone. He would have worked with most of the area scouts that the Bears have, so there'd be some familiarity there. And I think that's important because when you sit down at a draft table and you're going to start talking about prospects and what you want to do, if you don't know the scouts that you're meeting with, you're not going to know exactly what they mean when they're talking about a guy. You're not going to know their strengths and their weaknesses as a scout and that kind of thing. So that could help the Bears for this season, and maybe Emery wants to bring in a scout or two of his own at some point. But it'll be interesting because, as I understand, the Bears will have some decisions to make with some of their scouts in terms of those guys coming out of contract as well.
New concerns for Bear fans this morning regarding Jay Cutler. Obviously, People Magazine stepping in and reporting that Kristen Cavallari's fiance is on the nest with their first child. Concerns, fears of sleep deprivation next year, early in the season for the quarterback.
I wouldn't be too worried about that. There's plenty of of guys who've got families that are doing quite well in the National Football League. So, the concerns for Jay Cutler for 2012 are, what is the new general manager going to do to outfit him with some wide receivers and maybe a pass-catching tight end and some work on the offensive line and then ratcheting up that defense a little bit? Those would be the concerns for Jay Cutler moving forward in my mind.
Hey, Bigsy, do you like any of these candidates more than the others? It looks like, as Dan Pompey wrote, no more interviews. As you said, there might be a second round of interviews with a couple finalists. But do you, if you had to pick one of them, would you have someone head and shoulders above the other?
I couldn't. To be honest with you, I don't know if I can make that choice sitting here right now because I don't know any of these guys personally. And it's a situation we talked about all last week. Okay, Jason Light comes from New England, and Jimmy Ray comes from San Diego, and Mark Gross comes from New York, and they've got these titles, and they work under these specific bosses. Okay, how much do they actually do? How involved in the process are they? And shoot, I can't sit here and answer that question, You'd wonder how well the people at Halas Hall could answer
that
question.
That's it. That's the thing. Yeah. How much does Ted know what they did?
Yeah, exactly. And so when you start trying to get a feel for that and then the personalities involved, a lot of people have some strong opinions about this GM job, but I don't know if anybody looked out there and saw this slam dunk candidate all along and said, well, geez, this is the guy the Bears should have gone out and got, and people were hot on the DaCosta name right away, but my goodness, that guy's been a candidate for more jobs for more years now, and finally the Ravens have seemingly put an end to that with whatever stipulations they have in his new contract. But the point being, I don't know that there was the perfect candidate on the market for them to go get, and you just hope that they get a guy that turns out to be the right choice and does have an eye for the talent evaluation to turn around the drafts, because as I talked to one ownership source, basically what he said was it can't be worse, and he was talking about in reference to the drafts, because the drafts just seemingly, they started out okay. I don't think anybody had any problem with Jerry Angelo's drafts the first 4 or 5 years. They've just been terrible. And as a result, you've got some problems in various spots on the roster.
Basically, what you're hoping here is with novice candidates, and I mean, these guys are obviously well into their careers, but with guys that I have never held that position before, you understand it is a nominal general manager's job. What you're looking for is a talent evaluator. So if one of these men that they've brought in is good at discovering football players, understands what a good football player looks like and has a high strike ratio in the draft, then the Bears are going to hit one out of the park. That's it. And the rest of this stuff and the whole idea that there's like legitimate change, no, it's more about getting someone else in to run the draft than anything else. And that's effectively what you're talking about. It's one of the reasons they didn't attract some of the candidates that were the top dogs for these jobs. But it won't matter. It won't matter if this guy does a good job in picking talent.
Yeah, if you draft well, you erase a lot of your problems. You really erase a lot of your problems. You got to sit here at some point and say, if they had drafted better, if they'd been a good drafting football team for the last 5 years, what would Lovie Smith have done with the talent? Now, some of it is on Lovie Smith, because drafting is people just talk about the draft, but it's two things. It's draft and it's development. Okay, you draft the guy, then you got to coach him up. And the Bears have fallen short, I think, in that area too. You look at all the linebackers that they've picked since Lance Briggs, and look at those guys that they brought in, mid round picks, and okay, this guy's going to be in the pipeline, and our linebacker's getting older, and we're going to bring him along, and none of those guys have worked out. So the development phase has failed the Bears in some ways as well. So it's twofold. It's the new guy comes in, and he ramps up the draft, and then the coaching staff, whether it be Lovie's staff this year, Lovie's staff next year, or whoever's staff, you have to develop them. You have to bring these players along.
All right, Bigsy, great talking to you. We'll look forward to continuing the conversation when you're down in Mobile. And obviously, we haven't talked about the Super Bowl or anything. There's a new storyline there. The
great storyline. I'm expecting a great game. And right now, I like the Giants, but I've got nearly two full weeks
to waffle.
To change my mind.
I feel the same way. Yeah. All right, Bigsy, thank you.
Have a great day, guys.
Brad Biggs from the Chicago Tribune, the National Football Post. You're listening to Mully and Hanley on The Score.